感谢主，今天我能够再次有机会与弟兄姊妹在这里一起有交通敬拜赞美。
Thank the Lord that once again today I have this opportunity to fellowship with you all, to worship, to praise, to thank our Lord.
我为什么今天特别会讲这句话？
And then why is it that I especially make this comment today?
感谢神。
Thank God.
若不是神的保守拯救，我今天可能不能站在这里同你们交通。
If not for God's protection and watching over me, I would not have been able to stand here to share with you today.
也很可能从不是从此了，我就不能再见你们，我去见主了。
It's very likely from now on I won't be able to see you again, but instead I will be going to see my Lord.
这个事情就上个礼拜二。
And what happened is last Tuesday.
当我从家里出来的时候。
While I was coming out from my house.
你知道我家里有这个水门厅的石阶 step.
You know that I, in front of my house there are the cement steps.
大概有八九阶。
It probably has 8 or 9 steps.
我只走了第二阶，我就滑了一下，不是什么东西，滑了一下就凌空，就这样一直摔下去，这个腰整个就撞在这个石阶的上面。
I was stepping on the second one, and I don't know what happened. It seems that I slipped on something, so I just slipped. All the way down and with my back resting on the hard cement.
你就可以想到这么重的一个人，这么年纪老迈的一个人，这样的闯击在这样一个硬的这个上面，就趴在地上，完全四脚朝天在地上。
Could you imagine a such an old person like me that as I slid that I simply lay down on the steps with my face facing toward the heaven.
我从来没有这么大喊大叫过。
And have never cried out so much.
连远远的邻居都听到了。
And even our neighbors far away from me could hear me crying.
老年的夫妇过来。
So an elderly couple came by.
他说你怎么了？你怎么了？他说要不要叫911？你家里有没有人呢？
So they asked me what's going on? What's going on? Is there anybody in your home? Shall we call 911?
我说你不要动我，也不要叫911。我说我的太太在里头。
So I told them that don't touch me and you don't have to call 911. My wife is inside the house.
后来我就等了大概有五分钟。
So I waited on the floor for about 5 minutes.
我感觉到我的脚手都还能够动。
I felt that my hands, my feet could still move.
还有感觉。
I still had a sense.
头脑还很清楚。
And my head is quite clear.
我就知道我的骨头没有断掉。
So I know that I did not break my bones.
感谢神，慢慢的。
Thank God, gradually.
我就爬起来了。
I stood up.
弟兄姊妹，我就很简单的讲一讲。
So, beloved, I just mentioned this very briefly.
你想象一个85岁的人这样跌一跤，马上就能够爬起来，你觉得这是不是一个神迹？
Can you imagine that an old person like me at 85 years old, I fell and I could stand up right away? Isn't this a miracle?
我起来以后，我就感觉到最疼的地方是在哪里。
After I stood up, I realized the part of my body that hurts most is
刚刚在脊椎正中是一个脊椎骨嘛，我们知道在脊椎骨边上的一两公分
is 1 or 2 centimeters away from my spine.
最重的撞击的那个中心的地方。
This is where the center I hit on the floor.
我就知道我摔下去就是稍微偏了一点。所以这样就撞在这个上面了，没有在正中。
So I knew that somehow, my body moved a little bit so that I would not, my spine would not hit right on the spot on the cement.
但是你知道，就是斜了一点，这里都是肋骨，一定肋骨要折断的。
But you also know that even though I'm not falling right on my spine, but still on that part, they are spines. They're supposed to be broken. There are ribs supposed to be broken.
这样重的一个分量的这个撞击的力， 撞上去，你想一个老年人的骨头会不会断？
With such a heavy point of impact, don't you think that an old person would most likely break his bones?
这是礼拜二。
And this is what happened last
Tuesday. 晚上我们还有祷告会。
And Tuesday night, as usual, we have the prayer meeting.
感谢主，我这一天还是去了。
Thank the Lord, I was still able to go.
但是开车，开车非常的辛苦。
But it's quite a task to drive a car over there.
所以你看，平时我们开车不觉得这是个全身这个配合的非常好的一个动作，你知道吗？平时我不感觉到。
Normally, while you are driving, you would not think about all the full coordination of every part of your body in order for you to be able to drive.
不但是我们的手。
Not only our hands,
我们的腰，我们的各个部分都是配合在那里。
Our waist, but every part of the body has to be coordinated well.
所以我中间这个地方已经是僵掉。
My middle part is so stiff.
我只能够拉着边上的一个扶手，这个凌空不能坐，不能背不能靠着这个上面开，我只能凌空的这样开还可以。
I could not sit right on the seat, but I had to lift up myself a little bit with my hand holding on to the bar of the car.
为什么呢？我知道，我若是靠着背啊，稍微时间一长，我这个手就放麻了，这个手就放麻了。
I knew that if I totally lean my back against the seat, and very soon my hand became numb.
我就知道，因为我也是个医生，这方面我有点常识。我就知道，虽然骨头没有断。但里面一定是水肿或者出血了，所以压迫了神经。当你靠背的时候，这里会的感觉到手会的发麻。
I still have some medical knowledge because I was also a doctor, so I know even though my bones are not broken, there must be internal bleeding or swelling. So that's why at the moment I lean against toward the back of my seat, then it hurts.
到了教会，无论你是坐下去。站起来那是辛苦的不得了，慢慢的慢慢的慢慢的起来，坐下去也是慢慢的慢慢，都是非常慢的动作。
And after I went to the church, everything was in slow motion. I had to sit down slowly and stood up slowly as well.
然后我中午在教会里，我想还休息一些，祷告会要晚上，我就哎呀，那睡觉那就是更辛苦了，你爬到床上，哎呀，你看你要把你的姿势放正的话，不知道要花多少的体力，用其他的部分用力，不能用这个腰的这个力，才能够睡下去。起来那就更辛苦了，哎呀。
After the prayer meeting, I went back to my home, and can you imagine how trying it would become for me to position myself in a right place and slowly to lie down, not to mention that it's even more difficult to trying to get up from the bed.
后来晚上祷告会，我就把这个信告诉他，哎呀，弟兄姊妹说，你怎么今天可以来啊？他说你要去看医生啊，你里面已经有内伤啊。哎呀，一个姊妹的非常有爱心，她说明天我得到你家来，把你送到医院去检查一下，好的检查一下。你怎么年纪大了，万一这个永远的残废怎么办呢？
At the prayer meeting, after I told the brothers and sisters, and they said, "How could you come again? There must be some damage in your body." Now, tomorrow, a sister is very loving, and she insisted that. Tomorrow, I'll come to take you to see a doctor for him to examine you. Otherwise, you would become disabled.
哎呀，他们说的，后来我们要祷告了嘛。他说你千万不要跪下来，你就坐在这里吧，就坐在这里吧。
And while we began to pray, they said, "Oh, you don't have to kneel down. Why don't you just sit there and pray?"
后来我对弟兄姊妹说，弟兄啊，你们的关心很好，我已经祷告主，里面觉得非常的平安。神要拯救我，并且神给我一节圣经，很奇妙，诗篇第三十四篇第十九节，诗篇三十四篇第十九节，弟兄姊妹，你去看一下，这些圣经讲什么？义人多受苦难，耶和华要拯救他，脱离这一切，要保守他的骨头，什么东西啊？连一根都不折断。
So I just said to the brothers and sisters, thank you for your caring, but I feel much peace within, and also the Lord has given me one verse that's in Psalm 34, 19 and 20. You can refer to it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He guards all his bones. Not one of them is broken.
感谢主，我脊椎骨没有断，就是很可能会断的。
Thank the Lord that my bones are not broken, even though it's so very much likely that they should be broken.
我的肋骨也没有折断一根。
Not even my ribs are broken.
我的头颅骨也没有破掉。
And my skull is not broken either.
你想想，你这样跌下去的，我还有一个很大的可能，这个头就撞在这个地上，水门厅就是我的 driveway。上面你就看到这个后果，什么后果？
Can you imagine the outcome should my skull hit the cement before my door, and with such a big point of impact? Can you imagine what the result would be?
感谢神，所以我对弟兄姊妹说，你们放心，我不会去检查。
So I told brothers and sisters that just take heart, I don't have to go to see a doctor.
我知道你去去医生，因为我刚刚讲了，我以前也学过医的，他最多最多，当然没有折断是肯定的，最多给你固定。你有没有这个？我看见有些弟兄姊妹骨头伤了，他就给你固定的东西，那你正这个夏天，那你正难过的要命，一定一动都不能动的，让你的脊椎啊各方面能够固定。不要活动以后受更大的伤害，对不对？最多是这个方法，那要叫你去检查这个，检查那个，拍片子，这个，哎呀，那你没有病也给他搞出病了。
Since I have some medical knowledge, and I know most likely if I do go to see a doctor, they probably have me go through all kinds of X-rays in the end and put me in a cast around my back and to make sure that everything would be.Stay in one position, but it's so hot during the summertime.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
都行奇妙的，是的，耶和华是应当称颂的。
Blessed is the Lord who alone does wonders.
你只要依靠他。
Just lean on him.
他把这块宝贵的房角石安在西安，依靠他的人不会的什么羞愧。
He has placed this precious cornerstone in Zion. He who trusts in him will not be put to shame.
是的，我辛苦了两天大概。
Yes, I had a hard time for 2 days.
以后就越来越好了。
And then gradually, I'm faring better and better.
甚至出乎我意外的好得快。
And I got well even beyond my expectation.
上个礼拜天我还到了 Queens.
And last Sunday, I went to Queens to share the message at a podium.
基本上已经好了。
So basically, I am totally well now.
今天就不用说了。
So not to mention today, I'm even much better.
你要跳舞，可以同你一起跳舞。
If you want to dance, I could dance with you.
非常的灵活。
I'm very limp with my every part of my body.
以前一段时间我肠胃很不好，我吃东西没有什么胃口。这样一定，我现在最近几天胃口好得不得了。
And for quite a while, I did not have much appetite. Little did I imagine that with this fall, it seems my appetite is increasing.
我里面充满了。
Couldn't be better. And my full of this hope.
充满了喜乐。
Joy.
我从来最近一段时间没有这样的感恩，也没有这样的喜乐的。感谢主，主叫我再次的经历。
Thank the Lord, I haven't been so thankful, and thank Him for giving me this chance to experience Him once more.
所以感谢主，今天我还能够有机会站在这里同你们一起有交通。
So I give thanks to my Lord that once again today I'm able to stand here and to fellowship with you.
好，我们来看几处圣经。
Now there's three few passages.
我们看路加，我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章第五节。
Chapter 5, verse 4.
你们只要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中堕落了。
You have become estranged from Christ, you who attempt to be justified by law. You have fallen from grace.
第五节
Verse 5.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心。我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，做什么？等候所盼望的义。
For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith.
靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候什么？所盼望的义。
Through Spirit by faith, in hope of what? In hope of righteousness.
这个义是什么义？
What righteousness is this?
得着基督。
That is to gain Christ.
得着基督。
Gain Christ.
我们等会来解释。
And later on, we will elaborate more on this.
我们看提多书。
Titus.
提多书第二章。
Titus 2.
我们来念，我们看第十二节，十一节好。
2:11.
我们看到第十四节。
2:14.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来，教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义，敬虔度日，做什么？第十五节，等候所盼望的父，并等候至大的神和我们的救主耶稣基督的荣耀的显现。
Verse 11, For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for what? Looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
等候所盼望的父，这个是什么父？
Looking for the blessed hope or looking for the blessedness of hope. What
这个,
is this blessedness?
这个 blessing 是全宇宙中间的最大的福。
This blessing is the greatest blessings among all universe.
那就是刚刚我们念的加拉太书第五章第五节那里说，等候所盼望的义，就是这个意思。
And this blessing is what we just read, Galatians 5:5. Wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. This righteousness.
得着基督，做我们的奖赏。
Christ as our reward.
这个奖赏就是得着基督。
And this reward is to gain Christ.
好，我们看第三章。
Chapter 3.
第三节，第五节。
Verse 5.
他被救了我们。并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，写着从神的喜和圣灵的更新。
Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit.
写着重生的喜，我们的重生的救是靠着圣灵。
Through the washing of regeneration, so we know that our regeneration and being saved are all through the Holy Spirit.
今天我们那个改变，今天我们那个变化，我们今天那个成型，也是靠着圣灵的更新。
Today we can change or can be transformed or can be formed in Christ. It's all because of the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
我们刚刚念的加拉太书第五章，靠着圣灵，凭着信心，等候所盼望的义，就是这个。
This is exactly what we just read, Galatians 5:5. For we through Spirit by faith we are waiting for the hope of righteousness. This is the hope of righteousness that we are waiting for.
好，我们最后看启示录。
Lastly, we will read Revelation.
第四章
chapter 4.
这是约翰在巴拿海岛的看见那个荣耀的一象。
This is a glorious vision that John saw at island of Patmos.
巴不得今天我们在座的每一个神的儿女，我们这个时代最需要的是这个一象。
We wish that the most needed vision today at this end time for all the children is this vision.
好，我们来读两段。
We will read two passages here.
我们来看第二节，我们到第四节。
Verse 2-4.
老约翰，他说，我立刻被圣灵感动，见有一个宝座，安置在天上。又有一位坐在宝座上。
The elderly John saw immediately, he was in the spirit, and behold, a throne. Note, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne.
看啊，那坐着的好像碧玉和红宝石，又有红围做宝座，好像绿宝石。
And he who sat there was like a jasper, and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne in appearance like an emerald.
宝座的周围又有24座位，其上坐着24长老，身穿白衣，头上戴着金的冠冕。
Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads.
第七节。
Verse 7.
这里看到四个活物。
Here John saw four living creatures.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第一个活物像狮子。
The first living creature was like a lion.
第二个像牛犊。
The second living creature like a calf.
第三个脸面像人。
The third living creature had a face like a man.
第四个像飞鹰。
And the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle.
好，我们低头祷告。
Now, please bow your head and have a word of prayer.
主，清晨的早晨，我们乘着个感恩的心来到你宝座的跟前。
Lord, on this Sunday morning, with a grateful heart, we come before your throne.
愿我们今天早晨每一个蒙你恩典的儿女们都能够看见约翰所看见的异象。
Let each one of us who has received your grace, see the same vision that John has seen.
无论这个时代这样的黑暗、败坏、淫乱、邪恶。
No matter how dark, evil, adulterous this generation has become,
主，你仍然坐在宝座上。
Lord, you continue to be enthroned in
heaven. 你要执掌权柄，直到永远。
And you will reign forever and ever.
你的宝座要撑到万代。
Your throne will endure to generations.
永永远远不会动摇。
Forever and ever shall never be shaken.
洪水泛滥的时候。耶和华仍然作王，直到永远。
At the great flood, the Lord is enthroned forever.
主，愿今天早晨你儿女们的心都能够归向你，转向你。
Lord, may your children's heart once again be turned to you.
主，我们只有一个祷告。
Here we only have one prayer.
我们知道所有的恩典丰富都在基督里。
Because we know that all the riches and the fullness are in you.
主，我们向你张口。
Lord, we open wide our mouth.
当我们向你大大张口，你就充满我们。
Because as we open wide our mouth, you will fill us.
你的能力充满我们。
Your power will fill us.
恩典充满我们。
Grace fill us.
你的爱充满我们。
And your love fills us.
你的盼望，你的信心充满我们。
Your hope, your faith fill us.
你的话语充满我们。
Your word fill us.
主，让我们能够刚强来讲你的话。
Lord, let us be strengthened, be strong, and to utter your word.
特别是你的仆人和翻译的姊妹。
Especially your servant and the sister who interprets for you.
与我们同在。
Be with us all.
你在座的每一位同在。
And be with everyone sitting in the.
开我们的眼睛，转眼仰望我们的主耶稣。
Open our eyes and turn our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ.
相信我们离开里面就立刻 变为明亮。
So that the darkness will right away be dispelled into brightness.
丰盛的生命加上自由。
There's a full, abundant life with liberty.
没有一样东西能捆绑我们。
Nothing can bind us.
感谢神。
Thank God.
你的圣灵运行在我们中间。
Your spirit is moving in our midst.
让我们都能够得到自由，得到释放。
Let us all have this freedom and be released.
荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
唯有你是配。
Only you are worthy of
our glory. 唯有坐在宝座上，我们的神，被杀的羔羊，唯有你们是配。
Only the God who sits on the throne and the Lamb who is slain is worthy.
我们将祷告祈求，仰望信耶稣基督的名。
We hope in you and we pray and ask in the name of Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢神，今天我们继续来交通在基督里面吃不透的一切的丰盛。
Thank the Lord that today we'll continue to fellowship on this unsearchable riches in Christ.
我想这是第五讲。
I believe this is my fifth sharing.
弟兄姊妹还记得我第四讲的时候我特别重在那个荣耀。
Beloved, do you recall in my fourth sharing, I placed such focus on glory.
神为什么要拯救以色列的百姓出埃及？
Why did God want to save the Israelites out of Egypt?
为什么要把他们带到迦南美地？
Why did he want to lead them into the good land of Canaan?
这是叫他们有点享受，得到那个地方能够享受。
Is it for their enjoyment so they could occupy the land?
这不是神最终的目的。
No, this is not God's ultimate goal.
我用了以西结书二十章第六节那里说，那地在万国中是有荣耀的。
And I recited Ezekiel 26, that land is glory of all lands.
在万国中这块地是有荣耀的。
Of all lands, that land is full of glory.
叫耶和华神得着荣耀。
So that the Lord God will be glorified.
叫所有的以色列的选民得着荣耀。
So all the elect in Israel will be glorified as well.
这是神最终把他们带出来的，要达到的目的。
This is the ultimate goal of God to bring them out of the land of Egypt.
但是我就讲了，你看看今天的 Palestine.
But I've said this already. Take a look at today's Palestine.
神在那里得着荣耀吗？
Has God been glorified there?
你看看耶路撒冷城在哪里，圣城在哪里。
Take a look at Jerusalem, the holy city. Where is it?
这留下了一个 west wall, 所谓的哭墙。
Only the west wall, the crying wall is left.
我们看见这以色列人的百姓每一年过节的时候要到那个哭墙里面祷告，要哀哭啊，流泪啊，伤痛啊，悲哀啊。
So at every feast, the old Israelites would go to the wall weeping, and they would mourn, and they would grieve.
得着了荣耀了吗？这些百姓。
Have all these people received their glory?
满了羞耻。
No, instead they're full of shame.
你看看耶路撒冷那块地上面竖立着那个回教的这个 Dome of Rock, 哎呀，多壮丽啊，多美观呐，在那个地方。
Even in the Holy Land, you could see this Dome of Rock standing there, gorgeous and magnificent.
还有很多外邦人占领了那块巴勒斯坦。
Many pagans have since occupied Palestine.
神失败了吗？
Has God failed?
神向他们启示应许落空了吗？
Has God's vision and has God's revelation to them failed?
神不是定死的吗？
Isn't God faithful?
他这些应许怎么会落空呢？
How could all these promises come to nothing?
弟兄姊妹，你去看以赛亚书第四十六章的第九节。
Beloved, refer to Isaiah 46,
章的第九节
verse 9.
他在那里讲什么？
Where does God say there?
他说耶和华说，除我以外没有真的神。
The Lord says that apart from me, there is no God.
没有能够与我相比的。
No one is my equal.
他怎么讲？他说我起初就指明了。
He says, I declare the end from the beginning.
起初我就已经讲明了幕后要发生的事。
From the beginning, I declare the end.
我在古时就言明了未成的事。
From ancient times, things that are yet to be done.
唯有我的意念，我心中的谋算，必定要立定的。我所喜欢的事，必定要成就的。
Saying my counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure.
你知道我是谁吗？
Do you know who I am?
独一的真神啊！
I am the only living God.
我怎么会失信？
How could I possibly be unfaithful?
我所计划的，我的目的，我的旨意，怎么会失败？
My counsel, my plan, my will, how could they possibly fail?
是不可能
的。It's impossible.
感谢神。
Thank God.
所以我后来我就讲到以色列百姓最后怎么样复兴的。
So last time I shared with you toward the end how the Israelites were revived.
启示录第一章第五节讲得很清楚。
Revelation
看
啊，
我降临降临，众魔都要看见我，连刺我的人也要看见我，地上的万族都要因我爱哭。我是阿拉法，我是 Omega， 我是现在、今在、以后、永在的。后面是什么？
So in Revelation 1, we read that I am coming with clouds, and every eye will see me, even those who pierced me, and all the tribes of the earth will mourn for me. And I am the Omega, I am the Alpha. What does it say next? I am the God, the Almighty.
Almighty God.
The Lord, the Almighty.
他的计划，他的旨意，他所喜欢的，怎么会得不实现？
His good pleasure, his plan, his counsel, how could they possibly not be accomplished?
怎么实现？
Then how will they, that be brought to pass?
这样的卑劣的百姓，
Even with such rebellious people,
这样顶撞神的百姓，
People of God who rebelled against him so much.
你去看看这些先知书、耶利米书，整天的先知从早到晚在那里呼喊他们悔改、悔改，转向我、转向我。
Read all the prophets, especially Jeremiah. You see the prophet Jeremiah woke up every morning crying out to them, "Repent, repent, return to the Lord."
他们在那里呼天。欢地的对着以色列百姓说：“转向我吧，不要再这样去，我要审判你的，我要管教你的，我要叫你们这个国家灭亡的，我要兴起巴比伦来消灭你们的。”
The prophets call against heaven and earth, tell them not to continue this wicked way, because I will judge, I will bring the Babylonians to destroy you.
我们的神怜悯。
Our God is compassionate.
有恩典。
Gracious,
不轻易发怒，
long suffering,
有丰盛的慈爱和信实，
abounding in goodness,
忍耐再忍耐，忍耐再忍耐，忍耐再忍耐，忍耐到神逼得神没有办法了，兴起巴比伦。
Our God forbear and forbear to the point he couldn't stand it anymore, so he raised up the Babylonians.
能够叫他们回转吗？
Did this turn them around? Yes.
暂时他们有一些人转向了。
Momentarily, some of them did return to God.
在巴比伦有四万多人，他们回去到耶路撒冷建造圣殿、建造城墙。这个历史我们都知道，以斯拉尼西米。
Because we know about the history of Ezra and Nehemiah, that there are 40,000 plus people who did return to Jerusalem to build the walls and the city.
好像这个地方神又得到了一点荣耀。
As though God seemed to have received a little bit of glory here.
好像神在这些百姓身上又得到了一点荣耀。
As though God did receive a little bit of glory in these people.
这都是暂时的。
However, all these.This is temporary.
结果又是这样。
And in the end, what happened?
最后神要用雅各的灾难领导这些以色列百姓，就是他来的以前那个最后三年半的大灾难。
They turned to the same old way, So God will use the trouble of Jacob, that is the last 3.5 years, the great tribulation, to judge them. Once again, they will
Holocaust,
go through this Holocaust.
这一次要死掉三分之二的以色列人。
The tremendous ordeal, and this time, they will, 2/3 of the Israelis would be destroyed.
神这样的审判，神这样的管教， 里面还是充满着神的爱，怜悯，你知道吗？
But even with this correction and chastening, still there is God's mercy within it, do you know?
不这样，他们不会的回头。
Because if God does not do it this way, they will never return.
所以你看，被世界的人也都要仰望我，这是谁指着这些以色列百姓？他们是他们把主耶稣钉在十字架上的。
Who are these whose eyes will gaze at me? These are the Israelites who crucified our Lord on the cross.
比拉多要释放主耶稣。
Because Pilate wanted to release Jesus.
但是以色列百姓说no。
But the Israelites said, no.
把他钉十字架，把着我们没有王，我们就Caesar是我们的王，我们要释放那个巴拉巴，这个强盗作恶的人。我们不要耶稣基督。Crucify him.
We do not have any king except Caesar. Instead of giving us Jesus, we want to have Barabbas. He was a robber who was an evil person.
他不是基督。 他不是神的儿子，他不是我们的救主。
He's not the Son of God, He's not our Savior.
他不是弥赛亚。
Nor is He the Messiah.
哎呀，到了那时候，他们要回转。
On that day, all of the Israelites will turn.
那就看撒迦利亚书第12章第10节。
Read Zechariah 12:10.
怎么讲的？
What does the verse say?
我要把施恩教人恳求的灵。 浇灌他们，我要把我的灵浇灌他们。
I will pour out my spirit, spirit of supplication and spirit of grace upon them.
浇灌犹大家，浇灌耶路撒冷的居民。
Upon the house of Judah and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
他们要因我哀哭，就好像死掉了独生子，死掉了长子一样，大家都在那里哭啊，嚎啕大哭。这个哭是一个悔改的哭，忧伤痛悔的哭。他们转向弥赛亚，接受他做他们的救主，求告主名的就必得救。They
will mourn and grieve over me as though one has lost his firstborn or only son. This is the weeping of repentance. They would return to me, and the whole house will be saved.
这时候他们呼叫耶稣基督的名。
Because they cry out the name of the Lord, and he who calls upon the Lord will be saved.
我们感谢主全家的救。
We thank God that whole house of Israel will be saved.
我上次用了 撒迦利亚书的第8章，用了以赛亚书的第2章，我们看到这个地在万国中是有荣耀的。And
that time I used Isaiah chapter 2 and Zechariah chapter 8 to show you that this land is glory of all lands.
神得着荣耀，他的百姓得着荣耀。Because
on that day God will be glorified, so are His people.
神的旨意，神所喜欢的，他的计划。
On that day, God's counsel, God's good pleasure, God's purpose will all be accomplished.
弟兄姊妹，今天神为什么拯救你，拯救我？
So beloved, today, why does God save you and me?
神的旨意是什么？
What is His will?
神的计划是什么？
What is His plan?
荣耀！
Glory!
神得着荣耀！
So that He would be glorified. So that His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be glorified.
教会神的儿女得着荣耀。
So that the church, His people, will be glorified.
荣耀。
So, glory, glory, and glory.
什么叫荣耀？
So what is called glory?
我们不但在基督里已经得到了他一切的丰盛。
Not only have we received all the fullness in Christ, Colossians 2 tells us clearly, Colossians chapter 2 tells us clearly that the, all the fullness of the deity dwells bodily in Christ, and in him we have been made complete. And this is the riches of the good land of Canaan.
我们真正得着了吗?
Have we really attained to it?
我们真正经历了吗?
Have we really experienced this glory?
我们真正活出了, 见证出了那个主耶稣基督的那个丰盛吗?
Have we really lived out and testified of the riches of Christ?
什么是基督的丰盛?
So what are the riches of Christ?
什么是神的丰盛?
What is the fullness of God?
我想我讲了很多了。
I have mentioned, talk about this much.
我叫你们回去, 请你们回去做一个加课, 就是把以弗所书第一章到第六章, 好好地看一下, 然后找到那个, 不是22方面的, 我后来有仔细的, 再去看, 我们可以找到24方面的, 关于知, 主耶稣基督那种性情，神的性情的那种丰盛的表现。
Last time I gave you homework and I asked you to study the book of Ephesians to see if you could come up with the 22 aspects of the glory, the fullness of God attributes. So I myself went back to study the book again thoroughly. So I came up with not 22, but instead 24 aspects mentioned in the Ephesians that could fully depict the manifestation of his fullness.
以弗所第一章第三章有切出的地方。
In chapter 1 and 3,
we could see 7.
We won't study them today, but
第一章到第三章有切出的地方, 表现出他的丰盛, 然后呢, 第四章有九处的地方, 表示主耶稣基督那一切的丰盛。
Chapter 1 and 3, you could find 7 aspects of the fullness of Christ. Chapter 4, you could find 9, though we won't be able to go into the details today.
然后第五章到第六章最后两章有八处的地方表示主耶稣基督那一切的丰盛。
And in chapter 5 and 6, you could find 8 aspects of all the fullness of our Lord Jesus.
这还是最基本的,最主要的,你,我上次讲的,你可以还很多的地方找到基督那个实在是吃不透的,没有办法数说的,他的丰盛。
Now all these are the very fundamental basic aspects of the fullness of Christ. And if you look closely, you could find many others in different places in the book about the fullness riches of Christ.
什么叫荣耀? 你越是把基督那一个丰盛表现出来,活出来,见证出来, 你就越有荣耀,基督就越有荣耀, 神就更多的得荣耀。
What is called glory? The more you could live out, testify many, the glory of the attributes of Christ, then God will receive glory more and more, so will you.
也就是说你什么时候把基督的那个形象被磨成基督的形象越多的时候你就越得到荣耀神就越多得荣耀
That's to say that the more you have been conformed to the image of Christ, the more you will be glorified, and the more God Christ will be glorified.
什么时候你越来越成圣,越来越成圣,灵魂,身体,越来越成圣,我们的身,我们的基督,你我就越得荣耀
So whenever you have been sanctified more and more, and then that's the time when God and you will be glorified more and more.
什么时候我们越完全,越完全,我们就越得荣耀,神越得荣耀。
Whenever we are a little bit more perfect, then God and we are glorified.
我就讲过了,我想只要等到主耶稣来的时候,才能够完全。
However, I did mention that this perfection only comes when the Lord Jesus Christ returns.
所以保罗在他说我在帐篷里面劳苦叹息,我何等盼望得着从上面来的那个永远的反而就是我们身体改变的时候。
That's why Paul says that I groan and more in the earthly tent, and how much I long for the heavenly building, that's the time when he returns and our body is redeemed. Today, as long as we are in this body, we're not able to reach that perfect state. But what we could do is day by day by the Holy Spirit through faith that we could be renewed and transformed gradually.
只有到主来的那一天,
Only when the Lord returns.
老约翰在第三章第二节讲得很清楚，主若显现，我们就必要像他，我们就要完全变成他的那个形象。
The elderly John says this very clearly in his 1 John chapter 3, that when the Lord is revealed, you will be like him.Because we shall see him as he is.
弟兄姊妹,
Beloved,
你有没有这个把握?
Do you have this assurance?
你有没有这个信心?
Do you have this faith?
保罗说我们靠着圣灵, 凭着信心, 我们等候所盼望的那个意思。
Paul says that through spirit, by faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
保罗说我们能的。
And Paul says, yes, we can.
我们肯定能得到这个标准的。
We definitely will be able to reach the goal.
我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的那个义。
Because through the Spirit by faith, we wait for the hope of righteousness.
我们等候所盼望的那个福。
And we are waiting for the blessedness of hope.
彼得说，我们专心等候主耶稣基督显现所带来给我们的恩。
Just as Paul said, as Peter says, we rest our hope fully upon the grace that's to be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Peter 很有把握。
Peter is so assured.
保罗也很有把握。
So is Paul.
我们能得着。
That we are able to attend to it.
只要你有这个信心。
As long as you have this faith.
彼得前书第一章，应该是第九节、第八节，彼得这么讲的。他说我们虽然没有看见过他但是我们爱他虽然不得看见但我们应信有说不出的满有荣光的大喜乐为什么这么喜乐因为我们必得着信心的果效就是恒定的就完全成圣
Just as Peter says, says in 1 Peter 8Though we have not seen Christ, but we love. Though we do not see him yet believing, we rejoice with joy inexpressible and full glory, receiving the end of the faith, the salvation of our souls. That is when we are completely sanctified.
所以保罗说我们要竭力追求。
That's what Paul says, press on.
所以保罗说我们只有一件事忘记背后努力面前得到神在基督里从上面照我们的奖赏这是一个最崇高最高超的一个奖赏得到基督
That's why Paul says that press on forgetting what lies behind and reaching forward to what lies ahead and then reach forward to the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the most lofty and transcendent prize you could possibly attain to.
我们刚刚弟兄姊妹领会的给我念了这一段经文其实 我不是给他这一段大概他听出来什么不过这一段很好我们也可以用这一段。
Our brother, before the service, led us to read a passage. He probably misunderstood me, but even so, this is a very good passage that I could use.
这个彼得前书刚刚念的是第一章第三节，你们还记得吗？对不对？
We just read 1 Peter 3. Do you recall it?
这里到最后他说，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩，这就是保罗讲的那个义，这就是保罗讲的那个福，就是彼得讲的那个恩，必能得着的。
In 1 Peter 1:5, we who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. This is exactly the same Paul says, the righteousness, the blessing, or this is what Peter says, the grace.
因为我要给教弟兄念的是第十三节啊，
I actually
刚刚就讲的用到了这一节。
I actually asked our brother to read verse 13, although I did mention it already.
所以要说你们的心谨慎之手等候说专心盼望主耶稣基督所带来给我们的那个恩所以你们要圣洁正像主圣洁一样因为他是圣洁的这一段
This passage says, therefore, gird of the loins of your mind, be sober, rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you as a revelation of Jesus Christ, as obedient children, not conforming yourself to the former lusts as in your ignorance. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
弟兄姊妹,我还可以举很多很多的章节来证明我们一定可以得着的。
Beloved, I could have recited all the passages in the Bible to prove to you that we for sure will attend to it.
哎呀，我在我教会讲道，有一位姊妹给我翻译，他就给我提了一个很好的意见。他说：“许弟兄啊，你用的章节太多了。”A
sister who interpreted for me at my congregation gave me a very good advice. She told me that, Brother Xu, you have used too many passages.
他说这些年轻人怎么能够领受你这么多的经文呢？他们听不进去的，你用这么多好像是浪费了这个经文了。She
said, our young people could not receive all this bunch of passages. They could not understand them, and then it's like you have wasted all the passages.
这个姊妹的意见我很接受。
And I am very receptive to her advice.
所以我今天尽量减少一点经文。
So I'm doing my best to cut down all the verses.
但是我知道你们中间的年轻人和我们那里的年轻人有一些不一样。
However, I do know there is a distinction between your young people and our young ones.
跟你的young people就我知道比我们那边的young people好得太多，属灵上。
And as far as I know, your young people fare much better spiritually than ours.
所以感谢神啊，我这里周五给我翻译了这么久，他从来没有给我提过这个意见。
I thank the Lord, our sister Zhou Wu, who has been interpreting for me for so many years, but she has never offered this same advice to me.
可能我们那里翻译的姊妹对圣经也不是那么熟了，当然他给我翻译实在很累的。
So it's probably that since our interpreters in my congregation are not as familiar with the Bible verses, so this is a very tiring, difficult job for them. But however, I do want to accept this advice. So even though I could prove to you with all the verses that we could for sure attend to this.
他召我们是信实的，他必定要成就这事。这帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章最后的一节，召我们是信实的，他必成就这事。
Just as in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he who calls us is faithful, he will bring this to pass.
因为我上次用了菲律宾书第三章那个或许啊，我说应该把这个或许拿掉。 因为这里面根本不是这个意思，保罗是有肯定把握的，对不对？我给你们讲了，后来我知道你们中间有些弟兄是念这个 King James Version 的这个圣经的，所以他说那里是用的是 may 就是说不一定啊，感谢主，他提到这一点。
Last time I share with you, saying that in the Chinese Bible we have the word may. It sounds like Paul isn't sure that if he is able to attend to what Christ has laid hold of him for. But thank God that one of our brothers in my congregation, he probably reads the King James Version. He says, the King James Version says may, which means that, it's possible not to attend to it.
可以 may, 也可以 may not.
Because it could go either way, may or may not.
不过我想今天不用这个时间了，我若是你好好去读英文，去查词典，这个 may 有很多的用法的，要看你里面的字句里面的内容是什么的。But
I do not want to spend time on this point. If you go back to check it out with your dictionary, you will know, depending on the context, that may could have different different interpretation as to its true meaning.
不管怎样，我们就把这一节圣经就放在边上，所以你还是可以找到很多的经文证明保罗叫我们只有这一件事，这是有把握的事，叫你积累，叫你追求，叫你花代价，叫你牺牲。
Now, we just put aside this verse, but even so, Paul is 100% sure, as long as you're willing to put down your effort and spend your time, you are sure to attend to what God has laid hold of you for.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要灰心。
So, beloved, do not lose heart.
我们看看自己的光景，多贫穷啊。
Even though when you examine your own condition, how destitute it could be.
看看今天教会的光景，何等的荒凉，何等的贫穷。
Or when you look at the church's condition, you might think this is so miserable and also desolate.
弟兄姊妹。
But beloved,
你看看旧约的这么多的圣徒，看看新约这么多的圣徒，我提出来你就不会灰心。
As you look at all the saints, both in Old Testament and New Testament, if I highlight some of them, you won't be so discouraged.
你看看亚伯拉罕，我们的信心的祖宗，他有多少的失败，有多少的软弱，有多少次的跌倒，亚伯拉罕。
Think of Abraham, the father of our faith. How many times he stumbled, he failed, and he became weak.
看看他的儿子雅各。
And or take a look at his son Jacob.
我就不需要更多讲了。
I don't even have to go into much detail.
看看雅各的软弱失败。
Think of all of Jacob's weaknesses and failures.
你看看摩西。
Or take a look at Moses.
他为什么不能进到迦南美地
？Why is Moses is not allowed to enter the good land of Canaan?
Stubborn.
Because he stumbled.
这是摩西，对不对啊
？This is Moses.
我们看看以利亚。
And also take a look at Elijah.
我们看看约拿，先知。
Jonah, the prophet.
哎呀，太多的圣徒的失败，你可以看见。
Yes, there's so many failures of the saints.
你看看亚伯拉罕的侄子路德，失败的艺人。
Or you could take a look at the nephew of Abraham, the failed Lot.
他们的光景比我们有好多少？
He is a failed righteous one, and how much their conditions are better than ours?
你看看新约的圣徒。
And then now look at all the.
看看主耶稣拣选的那个十二个。使徒除了犹大以外，我们看看这十一位，三年半跟随主耶稣，他们在那里想什么？有没有听进主耶稣对他们的教训呢？
Or think of all the disciples that follow our Lord for 3.5 years. What have they been thinking? Have they taken in our Lord's teaching? Except the Judas.
他们只要跟随伟大。
There, they were trying to figure out who is the greatest.
哎呀，骄傲，自高自大。
They're puffed up, they're arrogant, they're proud.
就是主复活以后升天以后看看彼得的失败。
Even after the Lord is risen from the dead, think of Peter's failure.
你看看加拉太书第二章，哎呀，彼得到了这个安提亚，还在那里被这个保罗大大的责备了一顿啊。哎呀，加这个巴拿巴还在那里张甲，哎呀，这都是神所拣选的圣徒啊，使徒啊。
Think of Peter, after the Lord is risen from the dead, he went to Antioch, and there he was greatly rebuked by Paul. Even Barnabas is playing harlot along the way. So all these are God, Jesus Christ's chosen 12 disciples.
从保罗这样一个大的使徒重用的，在哪里还辩论啊？哎呀，在哪里争啊闹啊？哎呀，你看看这些圣徒啊！
Even Paul, Barnabas, they greatly used by God, but still they were contending with each other, arguing.
哎呀，为了他叫马可一个表弟啊。
Because of Mark.
你看看马可的失败，马可的失败。
And take a look at the failure of Mark.
你看看马大的失败。
Or Martha's failure.
你看看拉撒路甚至于死掉了还复活。
Or even Lazarus, who was raised from the dead.
神叫他复活。
God did raise him up.
感谢主，不要灰心。
So thank the Lord, do not be discouraged.
让我们有一个意象。
Let us all have this one vision.
我这里就想到旧约的创世纪的约瑟的那一个梦。
And at this moment, I recall in Genesis the dream of Joseph.
约瑟，约瑟，这个。
The son, the youngest son of Jacob.
不是雅各，约瑟。约瑟后来不是做了个梦吗？约瑟怎么不是了？约瑟。
约瑟是 Joseph。
他不是做了一个梦，他看见有十二捆的稻草放在前面，有十一捆的稻草都趴在他的前面吗？三十七章。
Genesis 37, we could read the account there, where Joseph had this dream, dreaming that 11 sheaves of grains are bowing down to one sheaf of grain.
后来他就同他的兄弟啊，父母一讲，哎呀，他们说，难道你要坐在宝座上做王来管理我们吗？我们都要向你趴倒敬拜你吗？
So he told his brothers about this. So his brothers said, shall indeed we be ruled over by you and you will have dominion over us?
后来他又做了一个梦嘛，你们都知道嘛，是一个新太阳，都在那里向他跪拜嘛。
Then he dreamed another dream where 11 stars, the sun and the moon, they all bow down to Joseph.
结果约瑟就把这个梦就告诉了他的爸爸妈妈告诉了他，哎呀，他们嫉妒得不得了，真的有一天你要来管理我们吗？所以结果就把他卖掉了嘛，对不对？
And then he told, Joseph told his dream to his father and mother and his brothers again. And then his brothers were so jealous that they sold him to Egypt.
哎呀，你看见又是经过了千辛万苦啊，多少的失恋啊，痛苦啊，关在监狱里面啊，哎呀，你看看他十几年的时间经历这个火啊，经历这个风啊。
Next comes decades of ordeals and afflictions. He was being shut up in prison through the fire, through the water.
但是又是有个坚定的信心。
However, through this all,Joseph had this steadfast faith.
这个梦就是他的意象。
Because this dream is his vision.
这个梦，这个意象不是他在那里做大头梦，他是真正神给他这个意象让他。
Because Joseph was not daydreaming, but instead this is the dream, the vision that God has given to him.
所以他能够经历这些苦难。
Therefore, he is able to stand tall in the midst of all the afflictions.
最终他坐上了宝座。
In the end,He sat on the throne.
哎呀，难怪保罗在罗马书第八章第十六节吧，保罗这么讲的。
No wonder Paul says this in Romans 8, verse 16.
他说
，He says,
圣灵与我们同，与我们的心同真，我们是神的儿女，我们也真是他，我们是与他一同做神的后嗣。既是后嗣，就是基督的后嗣，与基督同为后嗣，与他一同受苦，与他一同得荣耀。所以这个自战自取的苦楚，要为我们换极重无比的荣耀。
Paul says this in chapter 8 of Romans that the Holy Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. If children, then heirs.Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer together with Him, we shall be glorified with Him together. Therefore, Paul says he considers that this momentary light affliction is producing for this extremely weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
弟兄姊妹，我们今生的国要经过许多的艰难。
Beloved,For us to enter the kingdom of God, we have to go through many afflictions.
我们也知道提撒罗尼迦保罗在提撒罗尼迦教会说，我们受苦是命定的，你我受苦是命定的，不要想逃避苦难。
We also know Paul says this to the first Thessalonians that we are appointed for suffering. Don't you ever think you would escape from this suffering.
我们的荣耀也是命定的，你知道吗？
So do you know that we are also appointed to glory?
哥林多前书 第二章，我上一次同你们用过这些圣经了。保罗说，我讲的智慧不是世上的智慧，也不是那个败将要败坏的那个有权威人的智慧，我讲的是从前隐藏在神里面的智慧，他在万古以前预定我们的荣耀。
As I shared this 1 Corinthians verse with you last time, that Paul says that we're not talking about the wisdom of this age, nor the wisdom of the rulers of this age, but we're talking about the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden mystery, hidden wisdom that God has predestined us before the ages for glory.
感谢神。
We thank God.
我再用一节圣经。
One more verse that I will use.
罗马书第八章，我们很熟的一段。况且我们软弱，我们不知道怎么样祷告，圣灵帮助我们祷告。那监察人心的知道圣灵的意思，圣灵也照着神的旨意替圣徒代祷，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。
I'm going to use a Romans, a very familiar verse that's in Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses, for we do not know what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that which cannot be uttered. Now, he who searches the hearts knows the mind of the Spirit because he makes intercession for the saints. According to the will of God, we know that all things work together for good.To those who love him, to those who are called according to his purpose.
感谢主，什么好处？
We thank the Lord.
就是他旨意所召的人。
What's Paul talking about? This good and this?
他预先知道的，就预先定下来，把他们磨成神儿子的模样，叫他的儿子在许多的弟兄中作为长子。他所预定的。他就召他们来，召他们来的，让他们称义，称义的，叫他们得着荣耀，看见吗？这不是注定的吗？
What good is Paul talking about? He's talking about the good for those who are the called and for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of the Son, that he might be firstborn among many brethren.Moreover, whom he predestined, these he called. Whom he called, these he justified. Whom he justified, these he glorified. And this is for all of us to be glorified.
亲爱的，我刚刚要为什么要念最后念启示录第十章这个意象？
Beloved, why did I just read this Revelation chapter 4's vision to you?
这个意象应该是放在启示录二十一章第六节以后的。
This vision should have been placed in chapter 21 after verse 6.
这是一个宇宙的敬拜。
Because this is a universal worship.
这是在父神宝座面前的敬拜。
This is the worship before the throne of God the Father.
这个荣耀的敬拜，哎呀，你看看多美啊，这幅图画。
How beautiful this universal worship is. Glorious.
这是在国度里的敬拜，这是在新天新地里的敬拜。
This is the worship in the kingdom of God. This is the worship.
但是圣灵把他特意的安置在前面，你看见吗？
But this worship, the Holy Spirit deliberately places it at the beginning.
那是将来未成的事，还没有讲的以前，先讲这个敬拜。
So this is exactly what God said. He declared the end from the beginning.
不但有四个活佛，二十四位长老，还有千千万万的使者、天使，还有天上、地上、地底下、沧海里面所有的受造之物，都在那里敬拜那位坐在宝座上的神和羔羊。
Not only do we see the four living creatures and also the 24 elders, but also myriads and myriads of angels, even all the creation beating heaven and earth, they're all there worshiping the one who sits on the throne and the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹， 24位长老是谁呀?
Beloved, who are these 24 elders?
全教会!
That's the whole corporate church.
代表着完整的教会,
it represents the perfect church in which you and I are.
你看见24位长老的荣耀吗?
Do you see the glory of the 24 elders?
身穿白衣,
they're clothed with white robes.
就在宝座上,
sitting on the throne.
头戴金冠冕,
they are all kings because they all have this crown of gold on their heads.
这个白衣代表他们是祭司。 他们又是祭司又是君王,
this white robe represents that they are priests and kings.
弟兄姊妹,这不就是神呼召我们在启示录第一章第七节所讲的吗? 他爱我们,用自己的血洁净了我们, 叫我们成为君王,King James Version, 就是君王,祭司来侍奉他的父神吗?
Beloved, isn't this what Revelation chapter 1 says? He loved us and released us from our sins and make us to be a kingdom and priest.
还有第五章也同样的,我们就不再提其他的经历,
and chapter 5, and as well as many other verses speak to the same point, but we're going to skip them all.
这就是24位长老的代表.
This is what the 24 elders represent.
有人说他们是得胜的, 得胜者.
Some people say they are the overcomers.
好,就算是得胜者.
Okay, we count them as overcomers.
得胜者也是代表着整个教会.
Even overcomers represent the whole universal church.
什么是24个活符?
Then what are the four living creatures?
四个活符给我们看见更大的荣耀。
Four living creatures enable us to see this even more glorious.
他们也是完整的教会。
They also represent the full picture of the church.
第一个活符,
the first living creature.
像狮子,第二个活符, 像牛, 第三个活符, 像人, 第四个活符, 像飞鹰, 这是谁的形象? 主耶稣基督的那一个美丽完整的形象。
They all represent the complete picture and image of the beauty of the Christ Jesus, because the first living creature was like a lion, the second one like a calf, the third one had a face like a man, the fourth one like a flying eagle.
有一天我们见到主, 我们就完全了。
One day when we see our Lord, we will be perfect.
我们身体就改变了,
because our body will be transformed.
我们完全像基督那样的美丽。
We will be as beautiful as our Lord Jesus is. Because we will attend to the full riches of Christ. We will be completely sanctified, be conformed to the image of God. We will be completely sanctified. Perfect, perfect, perfect. We will be just like Him.
Sinless perfection.
And this is sinless perfection.
不再有罪,
no more sins.
弟兄姊妹,
beloved, may this vision draw us. This vision serves as a pill of assurance to calm your heart, especially during this end time. It enables us to face all the difficulties and all the trials, so that we could press on valiantly and be faithful toward the end. Beloved, press on so that every day you are being transformed from glory to glory as being changed by the Spirit of the Lord.
你不要想到了哪一天突然你就改变了，像主，你做大头目。
Don't you ever think that all of a sudden one day you will be totally changed? Let me tell you this, you are daydreaming.
就好像人种一棵非常美丽的红鲜花也好，玫瑰花也好，这个种子傍晚种下去，你想明天太阳一出来，哎呀，这个 花就迸发了，多么美丽的朵，这是不可能的事嘛，对不对？
Just like you hope for a hanging flower or a beautiful rose, so in the evening you planted the seed, and you imagine the next day morning you will see this gorgeous plant. So this is a daydreaming. It's impossible.
但是你相信有一天，每天浇一点水，施一点肥，慢慢的、慢慢的长出来的，越来越丰富，越来越美丽，叫你得到丰盛的生命，得到更丰盛的生命。
However, you do believe that with daily watering and fertilizing it bit by bit, the plant will grow into a beautiful bloom.So beautiful, so magnificent that you will in the end reach the goal. Your life will become more and more abundant. If only we all had the same kind of faith. Let us all have the vision. Faithful is our God. He will do it.You have bowed, let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，给我们这个意象。
Oh Lord, do give us this wisdom, vision.
我们的生命其实都掌管在你手中。
Oh, because our life and our deeds are in your hand.
我们众人所遭遇的，我们都在你掌管的底下。
Whatever we encounter is under your control.
愿这个意象，荣耀的意象，吸引我们快跑地跟随主。
Let this glorious vision draw us so that we will run quickly after you.
虽然我们命定是要受苦的，但是我们也是命定要得荣耀的。
Even though we are appointed to sufferings, but by the same token, we are also appointed to glory.
主，你的来的日子真是近了。
Lord, the day of your coming is truly at hand.
你是犹大支派的世子，大卫的根已经得胜了。
You are.The lion of the Judah and the descendant root of David, and you have overcome.
你是犹大的根。
You are the root of Judah.
你是大卫的根，你也是大卫的后裔。你是明亮的晨星，我们等候你明亮晨星的出现。
You're the descendant of David, you're also the bright morning star, and we are here waiting for the dawning of the morning star.
让我们过一个圣洁的生活。
Help us to lead, a holy life.
除去身体灵魂一切的污秽，敬畏神，我们得以成圣。
Purging ourselves from all the filthiness in our spirit and flesh.In the fear of God to be wholly sanctified.
加强我们的信心。
Enhance our faith.
主，让我们靠主圣灵。
So that through the Spirit,
一起等候所盼望的意义。
By faith, together we wait for the hope of righteousness.
我们祷告祈求，是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.